The Kali were a benevolent race of demons who helped mankind. Since he had never fought them, he'd had no idea their blood was blue or that it glowed. The blood flowed through the tubes, reminding him of a glow stick.
"How many did it take to illuminate the hallway?"
Asmodeus visibly cringed.
"Well, you see, the problem with blood is that it often dries out, and so you have to keep a constant supply of it, which is really not something we're supposed to talk about, and why I said you didn't really want me to answer your question." "I was right, huh?"
Jericho's stomach churned at the thought of the cold brutality of killing a species just to use their blood for light. Then again, humans pulled fireflies apart for the same exact reason. He couldn't count the number of people he'd seen who had smeared the poor insect's abdomen over their skin to make it glow and then laughed about it. He supposed it was basically the same principle, really. Jericho continued after Asmodeus.
"How many demons and people are enslaved here?"
"Define slavery,"
Asmodeus hedged.
"Kept against their will."
"Good definition."
He scratched his chin in thought.
Counting me?
"Why not?"
Probably a couple of million. You know, it's really hard to count to a million. Plus, they're always dying and new ones are coming in. I tried to count once, but it got really depressing, so I stopped. The constant adding and subtracting, not my forte, really.
It made Jericho wonder what the demon's forte was. Then again, it was probably best not to ask.
"How long have you been here?"
"Don't know. Again, tried to count once. Got depressed, so I stopped. I find it easier to go with the flow. Ease with the peas."
Jericho frowned. "Ease with the peas?"
"Yeah,"
he said slowly.
"That's not a happy memory either. Let's forget I mentioned it."
He stopped outside a door.
"Here we are. Maybe I should warn you before we enter."
Jericho stepped past him and threw open the door.
"Or maybe not. Let's just barge in and be surprised, shall we?"
Jericho was definitely surprised by what he found. There were drunk Skotai everywhere, some entwined in scenes the Kama Sutra would appreciate. He had to pause at one couple. The sheer flexibility required to do what they were doing was amazing. Damn, they would both need a chiropractor later, if it didn't kill them first.
"They're blood drunk," Asmodeus explained as he tugged on Jericho's arm. "Appears they've never celebrated their victories before. Personally reminds me of a bunch of drunk frat boys, but what do I know? I've only seen the movie Animal House. At least none of them are pretending to be zits. Ugh."
Asmodeus shuddered. Jericho scowled at the rambling demon.
"Are you always this random?"
He nodded glibly.
"Mostly. It really irritates Noir, which is just an added bonus for me. At least, so long as I can outrun him."
Jericho gave him a hard, unamused stare.
"Add me to that list of people you annoy."
"Oh."
He looked a bit stricken.
"You're not going to singe my testicles over it, are you?"
Jericho admired the even, dry delivery of a question that was obviously near and dear to the demon's heart.
"No plans to."
Asmodeus cheered up immediately.
"Good. We can be friends, then."
Friends? Given the demon's personality, he wasn't so sure about that. But Asmodeus seemed rather harmless and a font of information. Perhaps it wouldn't be too bad to keep him around. Provided he could calm down. There was something about the demon that reminded him of a wound-up Jack Russell Terrier. Jericho turned his attention back to the horny, out-of-control Skotai.
"So who leads them?"
"That one."
Asmodeus pointed toward a couch where a male Skotos was entwined with two half-naked females.
"I think they're having trouble adjusting to the emotions they have outside of their dreams. At any rate, they keep acting like demented teenagers from a porno version of a John Hughes film."
Jericho frowned.
"How are you so up to speed on pop culture?"
"Ugh, you ever been trapped in a hellhole? When not being tortured by psychos, there's not much else to do. Besides, I like Molly Ringwald. She has this demon look about her that really turns me on. Ooh, 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 ooh. Wish I could get her out of her panties for a few minutes."
"Yeah, well,
at least it explained much about the demon's insanity." Jericho watched the Skotos, who was oblivious to the fact that there were unwanted guests here as he kissed his way down the female's body.
"Head guy is Zeth?" Asmodeus grinned.
"Ooh, someone was paying attention in class. Yes, Zeth. I would introduce you, but he doesn't like me either. And since he's one of those kids who likes to pull the wings off demons..."
"You don't have any wings,"
Jericho reminded him.
"Anymore. Key word there."
Jericho winced in sympathetic pain. He wasn't sure if he still had his own wings or not. As a human, they had been taken from him. And since his powers had been restored, he had yet to try them out. Not wanting to think about that right now, he made his way through the floor of passed-out or entwined bodies to the couch, where Zeth appeared as drunk as the rest of them. He didn't look up until Jericho cleared his throat. Zeth pulled his head back from the woman's throat to stare up at him. Jericho frowned. Instead of the trademark blue eyes of the Skotai, Zeth's were jet black. So black he couldn't even see the man's pupils. Were they that dilated, or did something else cause it? Zeth looked him up and down.
"Who are you?"
"Your new commander."
Zeth snorted.
"Got one. Don't need another."